Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time as always. Obviously, school holidays, day two of the school holidays. People will be thinking of going away over the next couple of days. I guess the big one is home security. And if you are travelling, there'll be no doubt a bigger police presence on the roads. No doubt the police have thought of a creative name for this.
Oh, yes, definitely. Operation Uniform Easter.
Oh, there we go.
That's the one for this time.
I wonder how they come up with names. I mean, obviously a big marketing department or something in the police force, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is a method to their ways, but I'm not too sure myself.
I guess the big one, obviously, Brittany, is the home security, because a lot of us will go away but forget to talk to our neighbours to say, hey, can you grab the letters or the junk mail that come out? Because that's obviously one of the big giveaways that someone's not home.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your letterbox checked by the neighbours. Let them know. If you do trash your neighbours, let them know. Let them know to be on the lookout for your house if anything suspicious is going on, if you've got any visitors. Also, get the bins put away. So if you've left the bins out, make sure they get put away so it doesn't look like you are away for some time.
And if you do have a nightlight, that's the other one as well. If you have a nightlight that's on a timer, that's always a good thing as well, if you're able to do that.
Yeah, look, we do always recommend security lighting, so sensor lighting. That's a big thing, because once the thieves are lit up like a Christmas tree, they run like the wind. So, yeah, definitely lights are a good way for security.
And we mentioned there, obviously, if you are travelling for the school holidays, police will be around the region. I guess, obviously, taking regular breaks is the big one, but obviously police are on the lookout for the likes of speeding, fatigue, mobile phone usage. I could go on with a full list, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know the Fatal Five. Look at you go. Definitely. That is a big one, because everyone is travelling for Easter. So we recommend braking every 2 hours for at least 15 minutes. Get out of the car, take the kids to the playground, have a walk around, grab a drink, grab something to eat, and you'll be refreshed and ready to go again on your journey. So last year, the Easter long weekend, we saw 6 lives lost in road-related deaths. And so far this year, unfortunately, we've seen 76 lives lost on our Queensland roads. So we're just trying to curb that number and get everyone safely to their destination these school holidays.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan joins us from Bundaberg Police, as she does each and every Tuesday. Now, Brittany, lost bike helmet and pair of shoes. I'm pretty sure someone would recognise if they've lost a bike helmet and a pair of shoes.
Yeah, definitely. So a black helmet, black shoes, if you're missing those, let us know. They were found at a takeaway store on Friday, April 1st on Bulbong Street. And the helmet's missing the visor, and it's a pair of blacky olive-coloured running shoes. So please pop on in and let us know, or check out the My Police Bundaberg Facebook page if they are yours, and hopefully we can return them to their owner.
And just finally, Brittany, you wanted to talk about e-scooter theft on the rise.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a few stolen lately. Unfortunately, the people, our victims, are doing the right thing. They're locking up their scooters with bike locks. However, some of our thieves are now carrying around tools to cut these locks. So a big recommendation for us is to store your scooter inside if you can. Also take note of the serial number on the scooter and record that somewhere safe. Or you can also record it with us here at the police station. And that way, if it is stolen and we do locate it, we can return it to the owner.
And that's just simply just a phone call to say, hey, my serial number is XYZ123?
Yeah, that's right. You can do that, or you can pop in and see us at the station between business hours, Monday to Friday, whatever suits you best.
Senior Constable Brittany Duncan from Bundaberg Police, really do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU.